Welcome once again to Word on the Hills with me, Felicity Sidnell Reed, my co-host, Gwen Sheltimer, and our guest this week, Donna Wotton. Each week, we visit with an author from our region, get an introduction to their work, sometimes a glimpse into their lives. We try and find out what prompts them to write and give them an opportunity to read from their work. This is not the first time we've had Donna on our show, but we're very pleased to have her with us today to talk about her latest work. Welcome, Donna.
Thank you for having me.
Donna is the author of several books. Her biography of her father, who was a charter inductee to the Canadian Lacrosse Hall of Fame, was published in 2009. Since then, she's published a collection of short stories, A Proper Diagnosis, and a novel, Leaving Paradise. A retired teacher, Donna now lives in Port Hope and is a dedicated volunteer for a number of organizations. She also continues to dance. This passion has given her great pleasure for over 30 years. She's an accredited teacher of the Margaret Morris Method and has attended numerous workshops and classes, as well as giving them herself. So perhaps it's not surprising that her new novel, Isadora and Lucia, is about a young woman who finds herself through dance. So Donna, tell us a little bit about your new book and how you came to write it.
I was inspired to write this book when I went to a workshop in Chichester in 2010, and it was a celebration of the Margaret Morris Method, the centenary. And there was a book called To Dance in the Wake, and it was a book about Lucia Joyce. And I felt great empathy for her when I saw the cover of the book and learnt that she had had a thwarted career in dance. She had at one point been taught by Margaret Morris. And at that point, I had had my attempts to teach dance and to start classes thwarted too. So I felt great empathy for her.
She is a real character. So did you do a lot of research?
I did do a lot of research, actually, but mostly this book that I read by a professor from Stanford, I later learned, actually just quite recently learned, that the professor had been sued by the grandson of James Joyce. So that got me really...
For what?
Because of how she had portrayed the Joyces. And that got me really frightened because by then I'd spent nearly 3 years pursuing all kinds of avenues and doing all kinds of research, and I pretty well had the book written. But then I recently learned that, in fact, it came into the public domain in 2012. So I can't be sued. So that's a good thing.
Oh, well, that was very convenient.
Yes.
The story is set in contemporary times, mm-hmm. 2010 or something, is it not?
Yes, it's set actually in the same year as that year that I was at Chichester.
Uh-huh. So your modern characters have names that are either the names of real people in the past or echo names from the past. For instance, does your character Antonia Galsworthy have something in common with Ada Pearson, John Galsworthy's wife, for example? And how do these echoes contribute to the story?
Well, yes, actually, Ada does have a scandal in her past, which we learn that Antonia Galsworthy does. We learn that as we go along in the story. In fact, it's kind of the climax of the story, so I won't reveal any more. But the main character, her namesake, is Isadora Duncan.
Mm-hmm.
I did want to have her also have that name because Isadora Duncan had a great influence on modern dance at the same time as Margaret Morris did. I wanted Isadora to have a relationship with Antonia that is very supportive in many ways. But that sense of support that also John and Ada Galsworthy gave to Margaret Morris, they supported her greatly in starting her children's dance classes. And I often find that women do lend their support as mother substitutes or den mothers. And that's usually a good thing, but sometimes it's not totally honest in what's happening.
Right.
So I was very keen on echoing all of that kind of support that women give each other.
So does Margaret Morris herself come into the story?
Yes, Margaret Morris, in fact, taught Lucia Joyce at one point.
Yes.
She herself doesn't come into the story, but at one point the characters do go to a workshop, an intensive workshop, like a weekend workshop, much like I just did last weekend in England. I went to a workshop, and every time I go to a workshop, I'm always reminded at just how the artistic expression of dance, how valuable that is.
Right. For instance, Isadora has a dance teacher who inspires her. Now, is that a Margaret Morris character?
No, it's not. And no. In fact, the section I'm going to read is about the one that does inspire her, because in fact, her mother named her Isadora Duncan. Her mother had, Molly had a thwarted career in dance, and she became studious. She actually got a PhD in dance, and she had not been able to continue her dance career.
I see. A lot of thwarted women there.
Yes.
Anyway, how about reading to us then? Are you going to read that piece first?
Yes, I will. I'll read the piece where Isadora has hooked up with Helen Levinson, and together they are attending a concert in Oxford. Soon the lights dimmed and a hush fell over the audience. The music that filled the auditorium sometimes captured my full attention and sometimes simply served as a backdrop to my thoughts. Beside me, Helen moved to the notes, swaying her head, beating her fingers, tapping her toes. She was in full rhapsody. I envied her freedom, her focus, her involvement. "I'll stick with Mitsuko Ojeda's rendition for class," Helen said loudly when the lights went up. Turning in their seats, her students, the dramatists, approved of this decision. As soon as we all left the auditorium, they said their goodbyes. Taking out cell phones, they started individual conversations with other friends, walking off in different directions. Helen inquired if I had any other plans for the evening. When I answered that I hadn't, she asked, "Do you want to go to the Couscous Café? It's nearby on St. Clement's." "Sure," I said, wondering about the others. I would have thought we would stick together, but then I remembered that we had not come together, so why would we leave together? Helen and I had come together. We were leaving together. I liked that idea. It was an opportunity to get to know her better. I asked her about the class she taught, curious as to why actors would find a dance class of interest. "It's a special class for expressive movement," Helen said. "I attract many actors because it complements their stage work. Maybe it would complement your work, too. You should join us." "Oh, I don't dance. I just study it." "Anyone can dance." "You don't understand," I said, laughing, more out of embarrassment than humor. "I tried ballet as a child, but I was a bit of a klutz." "Ballet is specialized," Helen said encouragingly. "In my class, you can find the dancer in you. Like I said, anyone can dance. Even me? Even you." I pondered her response. "Even me. You're right. It would complement my studies and allow me to find the soul of Lucia." "Lucia? I was thinking of you. Aren't you Isadora? Why were you named after that dancer if you weren't meant to dance?" We turned onto Cowley Place. Knowing I would walk right past the Galsworthy's front door lifted my spirits. I liked Clive well enough, but I felt intimidated by Antonia somehow. In her company, I always felt slightly inadequate. In Helen's company, however, I gradually felt myself open up, trusting it would be safe to reveal myself. By the time we reached the restaurant, I had told her all about my mother, Molly Gardner. She had a PhD in dance theory and had studied ballet as a child, but her career was thwarted by an accident that had left her with two broken ankles. "You still haven't told me about Lucia," Helen remarked, opening the door to the cafe. "It smells nice in here," I said, delaying an answer. While waiting for our food, I told Helen about Lucia Joyce. "I had no idea James Joyce had a daughter who wanted to be a dancer. Where did you hear that?" "My dad is a Joycean scholar." "Ah, that helps explain your interest."
Thank you, Donna. Now we'll take a short break.